my teaching drop as the rain, my speech is still as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Walk with me today from this topic. How great is our God? How great is our God? But this, the Sunday after Easter, how many feel like praising God today? Yeah. Here we find Moses singing a song. He's singing a song of praise. This song is a great song about a great God. This is a song about the rock. Somebody say rock.
The rock.
Anybody know the rock?
Amen.
I'm not talking about Dwayne Johnson. I'm talking about the rock, and his name is... Yeah. This song of Moses about God was a magnificent song that the people of Israel was to learn and sing.
Yes.
Anybody got a great song about a great God that you love to sing today?
Amen.
This song for the people of Israel was to be somewhat like their national anthem. They were to learn it and teach it to the generations to come. Y'all gonna pray with me a little while?
Go ahead.
How many of you have learned to sing "How Great Is Our God"?
Amen.
And whether you sing it often or not, he's reminding you today that he is still a great God.
Yes, he is.
And we should declare how great is our God.
Amen.
And I tell you, this song in this 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy is a beautiful song about a great God who is awesome all by himself. Y'all know that God?
Yes, sir.
Anybody know that God?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. There's a lot of good stuff in this song. But one thing that Moses sings is that the word of God shall come down upon us like rain upon the grass.
Yes.
As showers that water the earth.
Yes.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
It is.
How great is our God? But too many times we take him and his goodness for granted. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Just like the people of Israel did. In spite of God's greatness, justice, faithfulness, holiness, the people of Israel forsook him and sinned against him.
Yes.
And we do the same thing today. God received a small thanks for being the people of Israel's father and creator. And oftentimes he receives a small thanks from us. How much are you thanking him today?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
How much
yes.
are you thanking him today?
Thank you, Lord.
A little bit or a lot?
A lot.
How much are you singing his praises today?
Yes.
A little bit or a lot?
A lot.
How great?
How great?
How great?
How great?
How great?
How great?
Is our God?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We don't honor our creator like we should.
Amen.
caught up into doing what we do. We're enjoying what we're doing. We're into our routines and comfortable, and we forget to honor God. How many know that God can mess up our routines and get us out of our comfort zones? Am I right about it? Yeah, somebody ought to want to sing a song of praise of the day.
Amen.
How great is our God. And this word in Deuteronomy 32 is a song about his greatness.
Yes.
Anybody want to help me sing it today?
Go ahead.
Let me leave you with a few things as we get ready to praise our God and sing this song along with Moses in this 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy. How great is our God? How great is our God? The first thing is this. Never stop proclaiming his excellent name. Never stop proclaiming his excellent name.
Proclaim. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. We're going to praise you today, Father. How great is our God? Never stop proclaiming his excellent name. Let's pick up that verse 3. Let's read a couple of verses. Watch this. Verse 3 again says, for I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe or promote greatness to our God. He is the rock. Somebody say rock.
Rock.
His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. I like it when this song sounds so far. How about you? Yeah, never stop proclaiming his excellent name. Compared to how awesome God is, there's not enough literature today that promotes his greatness.
Yes,
sir. Am I right about it?
Go ahead.
People often take his name in vain.
Yes.
Rather than have something good to say about God. We cannot afford to stop proclaiming his excellent name. Moses said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. I will ascribe or promote the greatness. How many are going to promote the greatness of his name today?
Thank you, Lord.
Moses said, he is a great God.
Great.
I've got to talk about it. I've got to sing about it. Let me teach you a song that you can teach your children. Church, I'm glad I was taught to sing, how great thou art, how great thou art. Anybody know that song? I'm glad I was taught to sing, how great is our God. This is a song today about a great God.
Great.
What kind of God?
Great.
An awesome God. What kind of God?
Great.
Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. This is a song about the rock. Moses called him the rock 7 times in this song. Y'all go back and y'all read this entire chapter 32. And sing this song along with Moses. 7 times he mentioned the rock. Now we know that the Lord Jesus is the rock. Sorry, Dwayne. He's a rock. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. The Lord Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Do I have a praying church today? He is a great and good God.
Yes, he is.
He is perfect and make no mistakes. He is to be exalted today and every day.
Always.
How great,
how great,
how great,
how great
is our God.
Thank you, Lord.
And even after honoring the rock, Moses kept on singing. He kept singing, y'all. In that verse 5 and 6, let's pick that up too. Let's sing a few more verses of this song. Verse 5 says, they have corrupted themselves. They are not his children because of their blemish. A perverse and crooked generation. Then he says, do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? He is not your father who bought you. Is he not your father who bought you? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Keep singing, Moses. He said, listen, O foolish people.
Yes.
God is the great God.
Yes, he is.
Who created you. Who brought you thus far. He bought you, he made you, and he owned you. Never stop proclaiming his excellent name. Learn this song and sing it. That's what he kept telling people. Learn it. Teach it to your children. Sing it. Anybody feel like singing today? How great thou art. How great thou art. How great is our God. And first of all, never stop proclaiming his excellent name. And the second thing is this, never forget what he's already done. Never forget what he's already done. Let's look at the verse 7. Walk with me. He says, remember. Somebody said, remember.
Remember.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you. Your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations. When he separated the sons of Adam. And he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a wasteland, a howling wilderness, and enriched him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Never forget what he's already done. How many know today that God has given you an inheritance? Anybody claiming, anybody knowing, anybody living, anybody looking forward to that inheritance he promised you?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. How many of you know today that we are the apple of God's eye?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. How many remember how far God has brought you and all that he's done for you? In spite of all of the foolishness, he still puts up with us. Ain't God good?
Yes,
for 40 years, as the foolish people of Israel wandered in that desert, that terrible wilderness, God never turned his back on them. Am I right?
Well,
he led them and he kept them. Oh, thank you, Lord. However long you live, however much long you've already lived, and out of all the foolish wandering you have done, it was good to know that God was the one that sustained you. Am I right?
Amen.
God sustained you, brought you through problem after problem. Who did it?
God.
God did it. That it was God who guided you and kept you. Why? Because you were the apple of his eye.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't forget what he's already done. nothing so great that you did. But only because God is great and God is good. Aren't you glad that he doesn't give us what we deserve? Time and time again, we've strayed away and sinned against him. And in spite of us, he stayed with us, he provided for us, and never left us. Never forget what he's already done.
Thank you, Lord.
Some are still wandering around in the wilderness. Even today. Somebody said, but God. God still got you. Ain't God all right? If you would just remember what he's already done for you, then you would know that he's still great and that you will sing his praises just like Moses did. Anybody feel like singing today? Come on, y'all, help me just a little. How great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, that sounds so good. There's a story of a pastor who asked the congregation to imagine that they had a small stone in their pocket that represented any time that God provided for them, rescued them, or sustained them. Somebody blurted out, "Pastor, we don't have enough pockets to hold all those stones." When a crisis comes in our life, we often forget the many times God has already acted on our behalf.
Yes.
We may forget names and faces, but we should never forget all the miracles that God has performed in our life. We should intentionally build memorial stones by looking back at our prayer journals, sharing our testimonies.
Yes.
And remembering God's goodness and thankfulness to us. When we remember what God has already done, we build faith for what he yet will do. When we remember what God has already done, it causes us to praise him more easily.
Yes, sir.
We may forget about him, but God never,
never
forgets about us. Are your pockets full of stones today?
Amen.
Has he done enough to cause you to want to praise him today?
All day long.
I'll ask that question again. Has he done enough to cause you to want to praise him today?
Yes.
Have he done enough for you? Never forget what God has already done. If we can't afford to get complacent about life. We just cannot get complacent when it comes to God. We can't afford to take God for granted. And although we get caught up to the things we like to do, we can never forget where we've come from and how far God has brought us. Do you have at least one witness today?
Amen.
How great is our God? How great is our God. First of all, never stop proclaiming his excellent name. Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name.
Yes.
In all the earth. Then secondly, never forget what he's already done. And to get ready to take this one home, the last thing God won't leave you is to never stop knowing
never.
He's watching you.
Yes.
I'm great. Is our God. Never stop proclaiming his excellent name. Never forget what he's already done. Never stop knowing he's watching you. Let's take it on home. Pick up that word with me again. I want to do verse 10 again, and let's read 11 and 12. It says, he found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up his nest, young, spreading out his wings, taking them up, carrying them on his wings. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him. Never stop knowing he's watching you.
Thank you, Lord.
How many believe today that God is watching over you?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Let me see your hand if you believe that you belong to God today. Amen. Then you got to know. If you really believe you belong to him, you got to know that he watches over his own. In these verses, we find that God, he preserves, instructs, and watches over his own, like the mother eagle watches over her eaglets. Y'all don't mind if I take my time here, do you?
Go ahead.
What happens to the eaglets? And what happens to us sometimes is that we have to be pushed out of the comfort zones of life. Sometimes we have to be pushed out of the safety nets of life. And at a time when the young eaglets ought to be outspreading their wings and learning to fly, they are perfectly content with staying in the nest and let Mama Eagle bring them food all day and take care of them all night. Right then is when Mama Eagle has to stir up the nest. Y'all gonna pray with me a little while? Mama Eagle starts feeding the little eaglets. Mama Eagle then pushes them out of the nest. And now you might think that that seems harsh. Well, all the mother eagle is trying to do is teach her little eaglets how to fly. I wish I had a witness in here. As the little eaglets began to fall, they have to begin to stretch out their wings and flap their wings. Good God Almighty, when God sends trouble your way, all he's trying to do is teach you how to fly. Am I right about it? All he's doing, he's working on a plan for your life. All he's doing is trying to bring you closer to him. All he's doing is he's preparing you for something you cannot handle right now. Anybody feeling uncomfortable today? Anybody wondering what is happening to you today? Well, God is stirring up your nest. He's stirring up your nest. God is working on something for you. And as I get ready to close this out, I can imagine how the little eaglets felt falling through the air, feeling like all his security and protection is gone, wishing he could somehow get back into the nest. But what the little eaglet didn't know is that Mother Eagle never took her eye off the little eaglet. Oh, praise God. Mother Eagle swoops down, spreads her mighty wings, and catches a little eaglet. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
That's the way God watches over us. He never takes his eye off of us. His presence is always near. His eye is on the sparrow, and he's always watching over us. He always closed. And we got to believe in him. Just when it seemed like there's no hope. Just when it seemed like we're all alone. Just when it seemed like we're about to fall. God swoops down. Picks us up. And stops us from falling. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? This thing I like about this story is that the mother eagle, not only does she catch the little eaglet, but she lifts eaglet back up and take him back to the nest and feed him a few more days. Somebody say, look at God.
Look at God.
And Mother Eagle pushes until she keeps pushing until she keeps pushing until the little eaglet learned how to fly on his own. Somebody say, God is good. He's good what?
All the
time. No matter how many times you fall, God will be there to pick you up until you learn how to stand on your own. Until you learn how to praise him yourself. Until you learn how to praise him on your own. Until you learn how to sing on your own. Ain't God all right? Will anybody help me sing one more time? How great thou art. How great thou art. With this song that Moses sung, Moses wanted to remind us of the assurance of God's presence and the greatness of his power. How great is our God. God's getting ready to take you places. God's getting ready to bless you. How great, how great,
how great,
how great,
how great
is our God. Do you have a song of praise today?
Yes, sir.
That you're going to keep singing to let everybody around you know how great is your God. I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm free. Yeah, yeah, his eyes, he's on the sparrow, and I know that he watches over me. Y'all have me say it one more time. Because I'm happy. Oh Lord, I sing. Because I'm free. Yeah, you know his eyes are on the sparrow. And I know,
I know.
Y'all give him some praise and glory and honor in this place. How great is our God. Y'all ought to help sing that song each and every day of your life. How great is our God.
Amen.
Brought you through and brought you out. Pick you up. Turn you around. Put your feet on solid ground. Just when you're about ready to give up, God stepped in right on time. Just like those little eaglets. Just remember, God never takes his eye off of you. And just when you think you're about to fall, he'll pick you up, put you back in the nest, and take care of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Just a little while longer, but all along, he's still trying to teach you how to fly. Y'all give him some more praise and glory to him. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand on our feet. We come on our invitation. Discipleship. 162, pass me not.